Hello, my name's Jack.
And I'm Rowan. And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
In the Premier Skills English podcast, we talk about football and help you with your English.
Don't forget, you can find the transcript for all our podcasts on the Premier Skills English website.
This week, we're going to focus on football English and, more specifically, words and phrases we use to talk about the opposition.
We're going to talk about the other team?
Yes. In this week's roleplay, we're going to talk about the phrases we use about the opposition when we're confident about winning and when we're worried about losing.
After the roleplay, we'll look at these phrases in detail, and then we'll also have a task for you to do with other listeners in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website.
If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast platform, you should also check out our website.
On the Premier Skills English website, you'll find the transcript, examples and activities to help you understand the language, and a task for you to complete.
Before we start this week's role play, we need to look back at last week's football phrase. We want to give you the answer to last week's football phrase and congratulate those of you who got the right answer.
The first to get it right was Omar El-Bardachi from Egypt. Well done, Omar. These listeners also got the right answer. Shakufe from Iran, Mo Beckham, HSN and Mehmet Sisman from Turkey, Gitandari from Indonesia, Robert Tavares from Brazil, W. Santa from Argentina, Ishin from Japan, all got the right answer. And well done also to Hayato Inizingirai for getting very close. The football phrase was a nil-nil draw.
Let's listen to last week's football phrase again.
Last week's football phrase was a nil-nil draw. When neither team win a match and no goals are scored, we say that the match finished in a nil-nil draw. This is much more common in British English than in American English, where someone might say that the match finished in a tie or finished 0-0.
At the end of the show, we'll have a new football phrase for you.
As we said earlier, this lesson, though, is all about the other side.
What? Speak up a bit.
The other side. The opposition.
Ah, the opposition.
Yes, that's right. Fans always speak about the other team before and during a game. And as always, what you say depends on who you're playing.
In the role play, we're watching football on TV.
While you're listening to the role play, we want you to answer a question.
The question is, which opposition player are we most worried about?
We're going to beat this lot today. They're just going to park the bus, play with 11 behind the ball.
I'm not so sure. They're pretty solid at the back and quick on the counter-attack. Lots of people have been saying they could go quite far in the tournament. They're a bit of a dark horse.
Nah, it'll be attack against defence, like a training match. They play nice football, but there's no end product.
I hope you're right, but we need to keep an eye on their number 9. He's pretty quick.
He's all right, but they haven't got anyone else. We should turn them over easily.
We'll see.
Before the role play, we asked you a question. The question was,
which opposition player were we most worried about? And the answer is their centre forward number 9. Though he was the only player we were worried about.
Talking about the opposition can be tricky. We usually don't use the team's name. We say we, us and our when talking about the team we support, and they, them and their when talking about the opposition.
In the conversation, you heard they're solid at the back and we need to keep an eye on their number 9.
I also referred to the other team as this lot. I said, we're going to beat this lot today. This is probably a sign of being overconfident, and the other team is not very important.
Rowan shows this overconfidence when she uses just. She says, the other team are going to just park the bus. They're not going to do anything else.
Being confident or nervous about winning the match is definitely an important factor when speaking about the opposition.
In the conversation, I'm worried about the opposition, but Rowan is confident about winning.
Jack says good things about the other team because he's worried. He says they're solid at the back, which means they're good in defence, and we have to keep an eye on their number 9, which means our team has to watch the other team's number 9 carefully, because he's a good player.
Rowan says things like, they'll just park the bus, which means the other team will only defend. She also says they play nice football, but there's no end product. This means they pass the ball well in the middle of the park, but can't score goals.
I also said that their number 9 is okay, but they haven't got anyone else. This phrase, they haven't got anyone else, means I think that the other team haven't got any other good players.
It's very common to hear people saying they haven't got anyone in attack or in midfield. Of course they have, but it means that you don't think they have any good players in that area of the pitch.
We'll look at these phrases and a few more in the lesson, which you can find below this podcast.
We're now going to play the role play again. Listen out for some of the phrases we've been talking about.
We're going to beat this lot today. They're just going to park the bus, play with 11 behind the ball.
I'm not so sure. They're pretty solid at the back and quick on the counter-attack. Lots of people have been saying they could go quite far in the tournament. They're a bit of a dark horse.
Nah, it'll be attack against defence, like a training match. They play nice football, but there's no end product.
I hope you're right, but we need to keep an eye on their number 9. He's pretty quick.
He's all right, but they haven't got anyone else. We should turn them over easily.
We'll see. You're going to hear two friends telling you about the opposition team. Your task is to respond to each of them using the language from this podcast.
Team 1. They're on a really bad run and haven't won for ages. Their number 9 is pretty good, but apart from that...
Team 2. They've got all the way to the semi-finals without letting a goal in. They've scored quite a few too.
Write all your responses in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website. Okay, our football phrase. If you've not listened to the podcast before, every week we set our listeners a challenge. We explain a football phrase or word, and you have to guess what it is.
You'll hear this football phrase in every podcast we release this week.
When you know the answer, go to the podcast page on the Premier Skills English website or the review section on Apple Podcasts and write the word or phrase in the comments. If you're correct, we'll announce your name on next week's podcast.
So, what is this week's football phrase, Rowan?
This week's football phrase is... This phrase can be a phrasal verb or a noun, and it's what's happening this weekend. The Premier League season is going to... It's going to start... is at 8 o'clock on Friday when newly promoted Brentford host Arsenal.
A nice and easy phrase this week, Rowan.
Yes, I think so. If you have a football phrase that you would like us to use in the podcast, just get in touch and let us know.
Right, that's all we have time for now.
Before we finish, we just wanted to say that we hope you found this lesson useful. And we hope all of you stay fit and healthy.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.